Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hello guys, welcome back to season 2 of the Good Vibes Club. Oh my goodness, I am so excited to be back and I cannot tell you just how much I am buzzing that the Good Vibes Club is something that you guys wanted back for another season. I've had so many messages from so many of you saying that you couldn't wait for it to return, that you've been listening to old episodes. And just honestly, it fills my heart with so much happiness because this podcast is something that I honestly feel in my soul is what I'm meant to be doing. Like everything to do with manifestation just sets my heart on fire and I really love doing it. I actually, funnily enough, had a session with my therapist recently, which we're going to go into in another episode all about the therapy situ. And she actually said to me that when I speak about manifestation and the Good Vibes Club and gratitude and all of the kind of spiritual things about my spirituality, it's a big term. Like I feel like I don't really think about myself as being spiritual, but I guess I kind of am. But she said that when I talk about all that kind of stuff, she can just see my energy like radiate and I just glow and I have this whole different presence about me. And I think even my friends could say that that's quite true, because whenever I talk about this kind of stuff, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I know you guys are here for the same reason, so you're kind of going to get it too. But I just flipping love it. I really love talking about this kind of stuff, sharing it with people, and just really spreading the word about the law of attraction, because it's genuinely, like, I found it at a point in my life where I really needed it, and it just helped me to change my life and helped me to see my potential and make me realize how much there is in my life that's worth living for, if that makes sense. And I really want to share it with you guys, because I know some of you out there might be finding the law of attraction because you're struggling and you came across it from however you came across it, or it might be something that you've maybe wanted to know about for years, or you have known about for years, or however it is that you came to find the Good Vibes Club. I hope you're going to join the club, I hope you're going to stick around, and I hope you will be a part of the journey with me, because honestly I'm just so flipping grateful that you're all here and you are just the most pure group of people ever. Like my heart is so happy every time I get a message from someone. Like I love you all so much. So thank you so much for allowing me to come back for season 2, firstly, and for being here for season 2 as well, because it's just my little thing that sets my heart on fire. So I guess without further ado, we should jump into the episode. And today's episode is going to be all about being grateful and what that means and how to use gratitude to get what you want from life, but also to really appreciate what you already have, because the fundamentals of gratitude and the fundamentals of manifestation are to be grateful for what you already have before you can attract more of what you want. And I actually have a phone background for when my phone is on Do Not Disturb, which is 99.9% of the time, because I'm a very heavily distracted person. And my phone background when it's on Do Not Disturb says, be thankful for what you have and you will attract more things to be thankful for. So every time I look at my phone when I'm in the gym, when I'm working, or wherever it is that I feel the need to put Do Not Disturb on, which is a surprising amount more than you'd think, I just remember to be thankful and be grateful. And just if I'm feeling a bit like I'm in a funk, especially in the gym, sometimes I can be so miserable in the gym because it's 6 in the morning, I'm tired, I'm grouchy, I can't lift as heavy because my period's coming or something. And I look at that and I think, do you know what? I'm here, I'm alive, I'm strong, I have use of my legs, I have use of my arms, I'm healthy, I'm here. And that's what I need to remember and be thankful for that over everything else. Like, yes, I might not be able to lift as heavy as I did last week, or yes, I'm not as strong as, I don't know, someone down the road, but I'm here and I'm showing up and I'm thankful for that, and that's what matters. So that's kind of the premise of today's episode. Obviously, it would not be a Good Vibes Club episode without starting with my Good Vibe of the Week, which I have to tell you is quite a big one that's actually going to have its whole own episode, because it's something that I'm super proud of myself for, and I really want to make a whole episode that kind of talks a bit more in detail about it. And I kind of created a topic around this thing and I've written loads of notes and I'm going to be recording it pretty soon after this one, actually, because I want it to be fresh in my head. But I did Tough Mudder this weekend, guys. Like, I went out and I ran around and I rolled around in a muddy field and I got completely soaked in an ice bath and I went in smelly muddy water and I climbed over loads of things, including random men. And it was honestly one of the best experiences of my life. And weirdly, it was my idea. So I went with my friends, Georgia and Ebony, and we just decided it'd be a really good idea. So we booked the 5K because we thought 10K was a bit ambitious. And we did this Tough Mudder course. And honestly, I did think I was going to die at several points, but we made it through and it was really empowering and it just made me feel so amazing. And that's kind of what the episode's going to be all about, which is coming. I think I'm going to put it up maybe two after this one. So there's going to be a whole load of spiel on that, but I'm just so proud of myself for doing it. And it was also just a really nice thing to do with friends, because I find that where I don't have many friends in my life who are really into fitness, it's so lovely when you find friends who are. And I just, it's something that we can enjoy together. It's a way for me to get a bit of a passion out of the way and just spend some time with people that I really love doing something that I really love. And I think we've already agreed that next year we're going to head back with a bigger group of people because we have other friends that now want to do it. James really wants to do it. So it's going to be really fun. But that's my good vibe of the week. And I honestly, if you had told me even 5 years ago, you're going to be signing up for a race that is going to be mentally challenging, you're going to be throwing yourself over obstacles, you probably don't think you can do it, but you will. Like, I'd be like, why would I be rolling around in mud for fun on a weekend? Like, you're so delusional. And I did, and I loved it. And apparently that's who I am now. Like, apparently I am this crazy little action figure that runs around and gets muddy, although not as muddy as I would have liked. I thought we got more muddy, but apparently they took a lot of the mud away because people were getting really sick, which kind of makes sense because I've not been feeling the best since we got home, I'll be honest. But anyway, let's get into the episode and talk about the big word that is gratitude. And I've actually got the dictionary definition of gratitude here because I really wanted to pop it in at the beginning so that you know exactly what you're signing yourself up for, honey buns. So, gratitude is a noun, if you didn't know that fact, and it is the quality of being thankful, the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And then their little like example says, she expressed her gratitude to the committee for their support. And then I looked up another one actually, which says gratitude is one of many positive emotions. It's about focusing on what's good in our lives and being thankful for the things that we have. Gratitude is pausing to notice and appreciate the things that we often take for granted, like having somewhere to live, food, clean water, friends, family, even something as silly as computer access. And I think that sums it up really perfectly because whenever we think of manifestation and the law of attraction, I think it's very easy to get sucked into the idea that it's all about what you want and it's all about getting a private jet or a mansion or manifesting a baby if that's something that you really want, or a marriage or a designer handbag or a new car. Like, it's all about manifesting those really big things. And I think the kind of core foundation that we forget about a lot of the time is gratitude. And without gratitude, you are never, ever, ever going to manifest those things. Yes, they might come into your life and yes, it might happen, but you're never going to successfully manifest things unless you are grateful for what you have. And that's being grateful, even if you are living in a flat that you really don't like, or you're at university and you've got no money and you're living on tins of beans. It's being grateful if you're in a job you really don't like, or you don't feel appreciated in your life. Like, you have to just be grateful for different parts of that situation to manifest and get more of what you want. And I think it can be really hard. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, when you are in that kind of situation, and I've been there. Like, I've literally lived in a flat on my own at the age of 19, and I lived on, God, I don't think I've ever talked about this before, but I literally lived on 30p cans of ravioli from Tesco's, and I had no money. I didn't have a car. I was traveling like an hour and a half to get to college every day because I really wanted to go to college and I really wanted to study fashion. And I didn't have any family around me that were that close by. And it was a really, really rubbish time of my life. And I really struggled through every day. Like, I struggled with my money. I was on housing benefits, even though I worked part time because I just couldn't afford anything. And it was a really, really, really low part of my life. And the thing that got me through it, and the thing that got me through all of those different parts, like, genuinely was just being grateful that I even had a roof over my head and being grateful that I could even afford that one tin of ravioli. Like, you know, the really shitty Tesco's ones that were like 30p and they taste so disgusting, but they're cheap. I think pretty much every uni student's probably tried them, but they're not nice. Like, they're just convenient and they're there, and they just, that was all I could get. Or like tins of beans and stuff. And I just every single day woke up and thought,
tomorrow's going to be a good day, or today's going to be a good day, and I'm grateful that I've got food in my fridge, I'm grateful that I've got a toilet roll, for God's sake, or I'm grateful that my water works, and I'm grateful that I've got a roof over my head and a bed, and I'm in this college course that I absolutely love, and just being grateful for those fundamental things that meant that I could still do things that I loved, because I genuinely loved going to college. I really, really, really enjoyed it, and I think the fact that I could still go made my heart so happy, because I just, like, I was in such a shit place, and I don't want to get sad about it because it's something I talk about in therapy, but it's just, it was such a rubbish time of my life, and I have so much thanks for that time in my life, because being there pushed me so much to be where I am today and to be the person I am today. And back then, I would, even without knowing, because I wouldn't say that I necessarily knew what gratitude and manifestation and stuff was then, but I really tried my hardest to make sure that I was just being grateful for where I am. And if you've listened to the previous episodes, you know that I really came across manifestation properly when I was about, I don't know, 24-ish. And I was in a really bad breakup, and I kind of loosely knew about it, and that's kind of when I really discovered it. But I would say that I had been doing it at that really low point in my life without knowing what it was. And I did it a lot throughout other times of my life, again, without really knowing what it was. I had this weird drive in me that I just knew everything would always be okay, and I knew I'd always have a solution and there'd always be a way out, and I knew that I just was always, even if I was a bit like bummed out by situations, like I still tried to be grateful for parts of that situation that I could be grateful for, if that makes any sense. So I just want to express to you the importance of being grateful for where you are right now. And even if you are sitting here listening thinking, God, that's me now, or that was me a couple of months ago, or whatever it is, or even if you actually are just sat there in your dream apartment and you've got a beautiful car on the drive, a beautiful husband, children, and you have like what you would perceive to be outwardly your dream life, but you still feel like you want more, like, be grateful for that stuff. You don't have to be in a really rubbish place to start manifesting to get more. You have to just be grateful for whatever your life looks like right now, and however that is differing from other people, because every single person listening to this podcast episode will have a different life. You will all, even if you have got your 2.5 children and your like 3-bedroom house and your nice like 4x4 on the drive and your job that's a 9-to-5 or whatever it is, there could be 7 of you listening with the exact same situation, but you all have very different mindsets and you all have very different things that you maybe want from your life as well. I hope that makes sense. So how do we express gratitude? Well, you can express gratitude in any way that you want to, and I think that's quite a key part. However, I would say that an advised way to do it is by writing it down. And the reason I say that is because writing things down takes a little bit longer. You have to think about it a little bit more, because not only are you thinking the thought, but you're also having to like think it through as your pen is touching that page and as you're forming those letters. And you have to think it through for a lot longer than speaking it or verbalizing it or however it is that you choose to do it. So I would say the main ways that you can express gratitude off the top of my head would be things like speaking it out loud. So as you're driving or as you're around your house or whatever, when you're alone, you could speak out the words like, I am grateful for my beautiful house because it keeps a roof over my head, etc. You could mentally think about it. So you could just be having, I don't know, a mindful 10 minutes where you sit down and you just think through a list of things that you're grateful for. You could write things down on your phone. You could write things down on a notebook. You could write them on your computer. There's various different kind of methods of expressing your gratitudes outwardly. And it's really important, I think, to make the time to do that, because you can be grateful every day. Don't get me wrong. You can be grateful when you're walking around. You could be grateful when you're kind of just going about your daily life. But I think having even like a 2 minutes of your day where you're a little bit mindful just really, really helps to just make you feel thankful for your life. And it kind of helps as well to really up that positivity, because the more grateful you are on an everyday basis and the more thankful you are for things, the more that you will start to become thankful and grateful without meaning to be. And it's something that I've noticed that I do a lot actually throughout my everyday life now, where I used to be kind of a negative person a few years ago, and I really tried to not be that person anymore, and I tried really hard to focus on positivity and my mindset and therapy and all these things. And now I would say that subconsciously, I express my gratitude so often, and I make sure to do it every single day. I write a list of 10 every day. You don't need to do 10 every day, and it doesn't need to be handwritten, but it's something that I picked up from doing the magic, and I just find it really, really helpful. And it helps me to find gratitude in different situations throughout the day where I maybe would previously have not expressed gratitude. So I don't know, if I get an email through that I haven't been accepted for a job and it normally would have made me quite sad, I just think, do you know what? I'm grateful that I work for myself and I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to work with amazing brands, even if this one didn't work out right now. Like, it might be a portal to another big one coming in, kind of thing. So like I said, you don't need to be writing down a big, big, big list every day, but just making sure to be a bit mindful of thinking the things and doing the things and just taking that time to feel grateful. And I'm not telling you need to sit and meditate in that 10 minutes. I'm not telling you need to sit down and write a 4-page essay. Like, just however feels right to you in that moment. You could some days write a list and some days speak it in the car. It's honestly your journey and there is no perfect way to do it. There is no perfect way to express your gratitude or be thankful for things. It's all personable. You obviously should make sure that you say the words thank you, because that's kind of like a given to the universe. The magic number is 3 times, so you say thank you, thank you, thank you. But again, it's all about how you find works best for you, and that could look different to every single person. And I actually do have at the moment running a magic group chat. So if you haven't heard of the magic, it's basically a 28-day guide to The Secret. So it kind of takes you on a journey of different ways to express gratitude. Highly recommend it if you are someone who is brand new to this, or if you're someone who just maybe needs a little bit of a kick of inspiration. I'm actually running the group again in January and I'll be opening the books up soon. So if you did want to get involved in that, keep an eye on the Instagram account and stuff, because I'll be putting the links and stuff everywhere. Probably, I want to say like October, November time, because I don't want you to book on for January and then forget about it. So just make sure you keep your eyes peeled. But it's just a really, really good way to harness the power of the law of attraction as a newbie, or to kickstart it back up for a new year, etc. Doing it in July was a bit of a random one. I just really fancied doing it, and my friend Tash said that she did too. So I thought I'd open the books up, and we had 300 people join the group chat, which is strange. I genuinely thought there'd be like 5 people and I ended up with 300. So thank you for one, for trusting me and allowing me to be a bit of a guide if you are in the group chat, or you were in the group chat. I think by the time I put this up it will be finished, but thank you so much for trusting me and allowing me to guide you through. And also, I hope it really helped, because in fact, why am I saying I hope it really helped? I know it really helped. You've all spoken to me constantly about how much you've loved it. So just thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for following me and being on the journey with me and letting me help you and inspire you and trusting me, because that's a big vital part here, is that you trusted me, and it means so much to me. So yeah, basically, back to the topic. So the magic, I'm doing the thing in January, as I've already said, keep your eyes peeled, but it's a journey to teach you how to be grateful. And I really like it for that fact, because it does give you various different things that you can do to be grateful in your day. Like, it isn't all just about writing lists, and I'm going to keep expressing this throughout this this podcast episode. And I know it can be a bit rambly, but it's not about writing a list, and it's not about sitting there and having your 3 gratitudes every day in your 1 minute a day journal or anything like that. Yes, that is a really, really important part if you are someone who really likes that kind of thing. And yes, I would say that having gratitude lists physically written down is very helpful, and I think that everyone should consider trying it. But you can express gratitude in so many other ways. So as you go through the magic, there's things like expressing gratitude for the people around you. So making sure that you, like, for one of the days, have pictures of people on your phone background. She says on your fridge and stuff, but I feel like the book's kind of old, so it's better to have it as phone backgrounds and like where you're going to see it a lot. And just expressing gratitude for reasons that you love the people around you. And this is a task that I try and continue throughout my year anyway. And I try every now and again, when someone's been really beautiful to me, I try and make sure to like journal it out and just write out all the ways that they really appreciate them and just sit with it for a minute, because it's so nice to show appreciation. And when we do the magic task, I always like to tell the people that I've done it about, because you pick 3 people. I always like to tell them what I've written, or like give a kind of brief summary, or just say to them that day that I'm grateful for them, because I think it's just, it makes people feel really nice. Like, imagine someone turned around to you today and out of nowhere just said to you, I'm so flipping grateful that you're here, and I'm so grateful that we're friends, and I'm so thankful that you did that thing for me, whatever it might be. Like, how good would you feel, please? Like, you would be so, so chuffed, and it would brighten your entire day. So actually, little task, mini task, good vibe task of the week hasn't come yet, but mini task, make sure that you text one person in your life today and tell them that you appreciate them, because it will make them feel good. But little things like that. So you've got that kind of task. You've got a task that is all about taking steps and saying thank you as you take each step one of the days. There's a task about like being grateful for your meals, which I think is a very age-old tradition that a lot of people do anyway, of like giving thanks when you eat dinner and eat each meal throughout the day. But it's really beautiful to give you different tools and tasks that you maybe can refer back to and just like or dislike. You don't have to like every single one, that's okay, but some of them will resonate higher with you than others, and you can just take them into your daily life. This is a paid partnership with BetterHelp. Are you trying to live your best life but just feel like you need a little bit of guidance to fully reach your potential? Well, that used to be me too, and I want to share a little secret of mine with you. Last summer, I felt like I needed a bit of extra guidance in my life and really struggled to find a therapist online because there's so many to search through, and it's a little bit daunting when the database seems endless, but that's where I found BetterHelp, and they made things so much easier. BetterHelp is a platform that connects you with a fully trained and personally selected therapist through a series of questions to understand exactly what you need. Their mission is to make therapy more accessible, which is so important because finding a therapist can not only be really challenging, but you're also limited to just a therapist in your area. Once you've accepted your therapist, you can then choose dates and times which suit you best for your sessions, whether that's a phone call, video chat, or even messaging through the app, because therapy should work for you and your needs. I particularly like the journal feature on the app because it means if I have something going on throughout the week, I can write my thoughts down so that I can discuss it with my therapist in the next session. And I have the memory of a goldfish, so this really, really helps me if there's something on my mind. And then as soon as I'm asked the question of what do you want to talk about this week, I seem to just fall short. But the best part of the app, if you don't get on with your therapist, then it's super easy to switch to someone new without it being awkward, because you're not going to get on with everyone. And it's nice to know that your option is there to change too. And another great thing is that as a Good Vibes girly, you can get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp by visiting betterhelp.com/goodvibes. That's betterhelp.com/goodvibes, because everybody deserves a great therapist, if you want one, of course. I've popped the discount in the show notes for you if you did want to give it a try, and hopefully you can find your perfect therapist while saving a little bit of money in the process. You're welcome. But one of the things I did really want to mention in this episode that's come up a lot in the group chat and I've had a lot of messages about is what to write every day and how to think of different gratitudes every day. And I do think that this is something that gets easier the more you do it, and it can be quite tricky in the beginning to think of different things because we all overthink what we write, and it doesn't need to be that way. Like, once you just let your mind flow, it becomes quite a lot easier to think up different gratitudes every day. And I'm going to keep stressing it, but I really do think it's something that you should give a chance before you say that you don't want to write things down. Like, even if it's a list on your phone and you add to it every single day, like, it is powerful to write gratitude lists, so powerful. But likewise, if you're someone who just really doesn't like writing, at least speaking them out loud every day and having that like list of five things or something in your brain is really, really nice. I would say it's a good task to do on your drive to work. Actually, that's when I used to do it, when I was like driving to the gym or something. But anyway, what to write in your gratitudes list is a big one that I keep getting asked. And I think this is something that is very, very much a personal thing, although there is various things that you could think about which are kind of generalized, and they don't necessarily need to be things that are big or specific as such. Like, you're just being thankful for the right now, and that's a really important part of it, is being grateful for the right now in your gratitude list. Being grateful for things that are happening in your day, being grateful for things that have already happened the day before. So what I tend to do is when I write my list of 10, I think about firstly whatever comes to my mind first is normally what I start with, and I just kind of let it flow from there. So it could be that I'm really grateful that I did Tough Mudder at the weekend, which will lead to me being grateful for my strength in my body, being grateful that I have the endurance and the stamina to do things like that, being grateful that I have the willpower to push through obstacles that I found hard, being grateful for my friends for coming with me, being grateful for the weather being nice that day, being grateful for things like my trainers for helping me with my running. like there's a million and one things that will come from one thing, but then I could also turn it into things like being grateful for clean, fresh water every day because not everyone has that luxury, or being grateful that there's food in my fridge, being grateful for the fact that the food is nutritious and healthy and nourishing my body, being grateful that I've maybe had a delicious meal cooked for me, whether that's at home by your partner or whoever. Being grateful that you have some nice clothes to wear that are keeping you warm, and just kind of go from the beginning and just really think about things as they happen and just take the pressure off. This is the one thing I always say to people whenever they say to me, I don't know what's right for my list. Take the pressure off. Start from the beginning. What is one thing right now that you can think of off the top of your head, and let's go from there. And it always helps so much. And one thing I heard before actually on a podcast, I think it was Manifestation Babe a couple of years ago, and she was talking about the power of upping your vibrations, which is kind of similar to upping your gratitudes and stuff. And she was saying about how when she's feeling really low vibe because she's been in a situation or been around people that just make her feel really drained, is she'll go away and she'll just be in the car or be like wherever she is thinking through a list of things, like quick fire things that are like gratitude. So it could be, as I'm sat here now, I'm grateful for the podcast, I'm grateful for recording, I'm grateful for the fact that I have a voice, I'm grateful that I'm healthy, I'm grateful that I'm in a warm room, I'm grateful the sound quality is good, I'm grateful for my laptop, I'm grateful for my microphone, I'm grateful that the cameras are recording, I'm grateful for the fact that I'm sat here in cozy clothes, I'm grateful for the rug under my feet, I'm grateful that I had money to buy the rug, I'm grateful for the sofa, I'm grateful for its comfort. Like, you just like basically super speed reel off things. And like, it could be things like, I'm grateful for my fingernails, my fingertips, my arms, my hands. Like, it genuinely just start reeling off things that you're grateful for, and you will be surprised at how quickly you form a list. As soon as you take that pressure off and you don't think, what am I grateful for today? Because that's when the tumbleweed starts rolling. Even in my mind right now, as I say that, I'm like, what am I grateful for? But if I speak it slower and I speak about it more from a place of just wondering rather than being like needing to be perfect, it does flow a lot easier. And there's so many categories that you could be grateful for, whether it's like nature, health, home, relationships, career, finances. It could be hobbies that you have. It could be literally, the list is endless of things that you could express gratitude for. But the one thing I really want you to take away from this episode is the fact that it doesn't need to be perfect. You do not need to be never, ever, ever being negative. You don't need to be constantly expressing gratitude. If something pisses you off, it's okay to be pissed off a bit in that moment. Like, you don't have to be like, I'm really, really, really angry, but let me make it a positive right now. Let yourself sometimes be a bit pissed off. Just limit the amount of times that you do it. That's the key part, is limiting the amount that you are annoyed by things and trying to turn that annoyance into gratitude and thankful energy. If that makes sense. Like, you're not going to change yourself overnight. You are never, ever, ever going to completely 180 your brain in one conversation, in one podcast episode, in one book that you read. It will slowly start to rewire parts of your brain. And over time, those parts, with habits and with things that you do and increase and incorporate into your life, it will become things that become habits that become your life. Does that make sense? So like, the more that you do things and the more that they happen, the more that they become vital. So for example, if you're someone who's trying to start running, then you will go for one run. You might then not go for a run for a little while, then you might go for another run, then it might become twice a week, then it becomes three times a week. Maybe those runs get a bit longer, maybe you can run for further because you're not as tired. And then all of a sudden you're running that marathon, but you can't run that marathon from day one. You cannot sit there on day one of your training for something and think, I'm already running 26 miles and I can do it in 3 hours, 51 minutes, you know? Like, you have to start somewhere, and that somewhere does not have to be perfect. And that's what I want to really get through to you in this episode, is that gratitudes are the fundamental part of manifesting your best life. And they are being grateful specifically for what you have right now and being thankful for everything that you have in this moment is how you're going to get more of what you want and is how you're going to help the universe to give you those things. But you really, really need to just take the pressure off and know that not everyone has to be perfect and not everything is going to come right away. It's okay to have those negative moments, and it's okay to still have days where you feel really crap. Like, that's totally normal. Like, totally normal. I've been expressing gratitude for years, and I'm a very, very positive person, and I manifest some amazing things into my life. But do you think that stopped me from crying nearly all day yesterday over various different things? Absolutely not. For one, I'm a woman and I get PMS. That's just a fact. Like, I was PMSing and I was crying over flipping everything. But also, it's normal. Like, we are human beings and we have emotions, and you are allowed to feel those emotions. But the one thing I want you to take away from this episode, and the one task that I'm going to give you for this week, because we know around here there is a good vibes task of the week. This week's task is going to be something very, very, very obvious, as I've mentioned it 700 times in this episode. But we're going to make sure that today, and for the rest of this week until the next episode and beyond, because I want you to keep it up, I don't just want it to be a week-long thing, but try and make sure that you write down some gratitudes. And I know I said that you don't need to do the writing part, you could do it on your phone, but make sure that you start with that. And if the writing part isn't for you, then you can start speaking it, etc. But try and just make sure that you're doing some gratitudes every day. Make sure that you are really thinking about a few things each day that you're grateful for. I'll let you think up how many you want to do, but between 3 and 10 is normally a kind of sweet spot. And just make sure that you are really focusing on expressing those gratitudes. And if it is something you want to commit to a little bit more longer term, I will leave a link to the 5-minute journal down below, which is a really, really good one to kickstart you into it all, because it kind of gives you little pointers and stuff. But watch this space. And yeah, it's a really, really good tool to have if you are someone who wants to continue on the gratitude journey and really push yourself. So I'm going to leave that linked for you if you want it. But that's it for today's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed the first one back of season 2. We're going to be continuing a similar theme as last season. I've got some unreal guests coming on for you. There's going to be like a heavy manifestation theme on this season, but I am mindful that not all of you want to listen to that 24/7. So we're also going to be getting some guests on to talk about living your best goddamn life, because that is the overarching theme of this podcast. It is all about being the best version of yourself, knowing who you are, loving who you are, and just living your best life. I want all of you to be the absolute best version of yourself. And if I can help you even a teeny tiny peen sized amount into that, God, that sounded like peen. I said pee. I did not say peen. We are not being crude on this podcast. But even if I can help you a tiny little bit, then I really, really hope that I can, because that's the ultimate aim of this, is I really want to inspire you and help you out and just make you feel flipping amazing. So with that, I'm going to bid you farewell. I will see you next week on next week's episode. If you loved it, please, 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 please remember to give it a little rating. It would mean the world to me if you could rate the episode and give it a little comment if you want to. Give it a little review. I think it's on Apple Podcasts, so you can do the reviews, but I know Spotify just allows you to rate. If you could follow, that would be amazing. I would really, really appreciate it. My Instagram also, if you want to check that out, is thegoodvibesclub.podcast, and I'll be putting lots of bits on there. If you want to follow my personal account, it's at JessMShepherd, PARD. I know people spell that wrong all the time. It's a bit of a confusing surname. But yeah, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I love you all so, so, so much. And I'll see you in my next episode. Goodbye. Are you loving this podcast and recommending it to everyone you know? Well, make sure to do the same online too. By leaving a little rating and review on various different platforms, you're helping other people to also come across this podcast by allowing it to be ranked a little bit higher on all the different podcast platforms. And I'd be super, super grateful if you could let me know what you think and spread the word so that everyone else can also find a little bit of the magic in their life. And we can help every single woman out there to live their best life and just thrive, baby.